America is having the longest general election campaign in its history. 8 months before voters go to the polls, President George Bush and Senator John Kerry already are trading direct attacks. Morning Edition is asking Republican pollster Bill McInturff and Democratic pollster Stan Greenberg, the author of the new book, The Two Americas, to survey the views of likely voters. NPR's Mara Liasson reports that in the first head-to-head matchup of those two candidates, voters are extremely polarized.
The battle between President Bush and his Democratic opponent has begun. It started 2 weeks ago when the president told a group of Republican governors that the Democrats were an interesting group with diverse opinions.
For tax cuts and against them. For NAFTA and against NAFTA. For the Patriot Act and against the Patriot Act. In favor of liberating Iraq and opposed to it. And that's just one senator from Massachusetts.
And John Kerry has been attacking the president for months as he and the other Democratic candidates engaged in a primary notable for its focus on the incumbent, not each other.
The Bush administration has run the most inept, reckless, arrogant, and ideological foreign policy in the modern history of our country, and we will reverse that course.
Never before have the two parties finished their nominating battle and begun to engage each other so early. And, says Republican pollster Bill McInturff, according to the latest survey for NPR, even at this very early date, likely voters are paying close attention.
We've been looking at survey data for 20, 25 years, and there's two or three things in this survey that are different than anything I've seen in that generation. We asked people, how interested are you in this election? 63% of the voters said they were 10, very interested in a 1 to 10 scale. That's higher than our last October survey in 2000, higher than our last October survey of 1996.
Right now, McInturff says, Democrats, by 9 points, are more interested in the election than Republicans, a reversal of the historical pattern where Republicans tend to pay more attention earlier in the cycle. Democratic pollster Stan Greenberg says there's a good reason for that.
The Democrats came roaring out of the primaries. We've been through a series of elections in the past, but particularly 2002, when Republicans were much more engaged and turned out at larger numbers. We don't know what will happen in turnout, but in terms of engagement, Democrats came out of the primary deeply engaged.
The poll shows that President Bush's approval rating is still very healthy, 53%. When asked who they'd vote for today, 47% say Bush, 45% pick Kerry, a virtual tie. Mr. Bush still has very strong support among his Republican base, just as he's had since 9/11, but now, according to McInturff, he also has equally intense opposition.
Two-thirds of Republicans strongly approve of the job George Bush is doing. That is the same margin or higher that it's been ever since the attack, really without precedent for his own party. However, guess what? Two-thirds again, Democrats strongly disapprove of the president and his performance. And looking at past data over since the Richard Nixon era, these are unfortunately as strong a negatives as have existed by an opposition party to an incumbent president.
That polarization shows up in another question political strategists pay close attention to. When asked whether they think the country is going in the right direction or if it's on the wrong track, 42% chose right direction, 48% said wrong track. And that national thermometer has become a stand-in for the presidential ballot. In our survey, people who say the country is headed in the right direction are voting for President Bush, 8-1. People who say it's on the wrong track are voting for Kerry, 8-1. People like Howard Brown, a clockmaker and a Democrat from Miami.
The economy has gone to heck. The people are out of work. The schools are going crazy. It's just all gone to heck.
Brown says he's paying more attention at this early date than he usually does to politics, and he says his feelings against President Bush are stronger than other Republican presidents.
Most of the Republican presidents were fellows that told you the straight deal. Bush, I think, was not really honest with the American people. Reagan, most of those guys were pretty honest guys, but this guy is just, I think, got somebody behind him telling him what to do.
But Mr. Bush can count on the support of staunch Republicans like William Amadei of Luling, Louisiana.
I like the way he's handling this country. I like what he's done with the war on terror. And I like the stands that he takes. Look at the economy. It's improving. Been getting better every day here.
Amadei feels so strongly about the president, he's thinking of volunteering for the Bush campaign this year. His opinion of Kerry, a perfect reflection of the president's.
I don't like his flip-flopping all the time. Flip-flop on education, his flip-flop on the war issues. I don't like his liberalism.
In every survey McInturf and Greenberg have done, they've tried out their party's best arguments to see what moves voters. This survey was unique because voters didn't move much at all, even after McInturf and Greenberg tested George Bush's and John Kerry's strongest arguments on terrorism, health care, jobs, and trade. Bill McInturf.
In this survey, we presented four very important arguments about the candidate's position, and in one half sample, 4% of the electorate changed their mind. Another half sample, 7% did. And so what it says is these voters are committed, they're interested, they've made a decision, and they are very resistant to change.
The small changes that did occur came after McInturf rewrote Bush's arguments to include unpopular information about Kerry. For instance, the two candidates are tied on national security, but Bush regains an advantage when the survey includes the information that Kerry voted against the death penalty for terrorists. And Bush erases Kerry's advantage on jobs and trade when the survey points out that Kerry supported higher taxes. Stan Greenberg.
Either the president loses the debate on the issue or he breaks even. That includes even national security and the war on terrorism. Only when he offers a negative argument, a direct attack on Kerry, does he win these arguments. That is a sign of what kind of campaign we're going to have. This thing is not going to move until they take on Senator Kerry directly.
And they will. Right now, the Bush campaign is running a series of positive ads about the president. Soon it will start running ads defining Kerry as a flip-flopper, weak on defense, and for higher taxes. Those ads may not change the minds of committed Democrats, but McInturf says they will affect independents, who currently disapprove of the president's performance by a historically large 10-point margin.
John Kerry is now the nominee of the Democrat Party without a single negative commercial having been run against him. What's going to happen in the next 2 or 3 months is independents are going to start hearing a lot more negative information about John Kerry. Independents are the following things. They're not usually geared towards either ideological extreme. They're very dependent on the news environment, and they're very, very volatile.
And over the next few months, McInturf and Greenberg will be measuring the changes in the views of Democrats, Republicans, and independents as they watch a long, tough campaign between two candidates who are far apart on domestic issues and foreign policy. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.
Complete poll results are at npr.org.